What's happening locally? The news.
And it is time for our last look for this week, our Friday morning look. Some of those things relevant to us here in the Republic of Panama. Jorge Rivera Staff, Secretary General of Energy, reported on Thursday that the government cancelled debt of $60 million that it had for the payment of the subsidy to the gas tank distribution companies. With this action, any risk regarding the supply and commercialization of the gas tank in the country is completely overcome and mitigated, said Rivera Staff during the meeting of the Cabinet Council at the Specialized Higher Technical Institute. He indicated that they cancelled the debt in a timely manner after the National Assembly approved a credit of $60 million, and that was last week. On Wednesday, the company Petroport SA, supplier of Tropigas, one of the two distributors of the 25-pound cooking gas tank that operates in the country, warned that as of yesterday, there would be a shortage of the tank due to the amount that's owed. With the subsidy for the 25-pound gas tank, it is allowed to be sold at $4.37 in the provinces of Panama and Colón. In the rest of the country, it has a higher cost for the transportation. Now, without this subsidy, the selling price of a 25-pound gas cylinder would be $16.63. The plenary session of the National Assembly gave priority to Bill 888 in the session this Thursday, the 6th of October. The initiative, which shields the question tax credits in tourism investments, was approved in the third debate, with 38 votes in favour. There were 8 votes against and not one abstention. The legislative proposed the bill, or the process of the bill, that would shield tax incentives in favour of companies that develop tourism projects, received expeditious treatment in the Assembly. It was approved in the first debate on the 22nd of September in the Economy and Finance Commission, and in the second debate by the legislative plenary session, and this was on Wednesday, the 5th of October. The initiative was presented last September by the Deputy Melchor Herrera of the PRD party. During the approval in the third debate, different deputies spoke in favour and against the convenience of the bill. Herrera defended the initiative. "These incentives are necessary for these hotels to survive," he said. But Deputy President Crispiano Aramis, who was leading the session at the time, complained about the little attention that others present in the plenary paid to Herrera's words. He warned that everything that happened will be recorded in the minutes. Meanwhile, the independent deputy, Gabriel Silva, assured that the bill is not convenient and alleged its unconstitutionality, since initiatives and tax credits are granted without specifying the substitute income for the state. Luis Ernesto Carles of the Panamanista Party, for his part, reiterated that the tourism unions do not agree with how these projects have been carried out. Also speaking against, the Panamanian Hugo Mendes and the independent Deputy Edison Brosse. The executive had promised to eliminate the tax credits granted through Laws 122 of 2019 and 314 of 2022 after the street protest last July due to the high levels of corruption and the cost of living. However, the Assembly shelved a bill that in this sense was presented last August the 1st by the Minister of Commerce and Industry, Federico Alfaro. When the Legislative Commission for Commerce and Economic Affairs decided to shelve Alfaro's proposal, it did so with the argument that its content would be discussed and possibly integrated into Bill 8.8. Well, that never happened. Bill 8.8 maintains the tax credit of between 60 and 100% for tourism investments made outside the District of Panama. Herrera, who represents the 2-2 circuit corresponding to the Anton area in Coclay, was the one who proposed Law 314 of 2022. Last Wednesday, in the afternoon and evening hours, a call centre and those close to the government mounted a defamation campaign against Rolando Rodriguez B., a journalist from the newspaper La Prensa. That same day, but earlier, Rodriguez sent Celso Carrizo, who is the assistant to the Vice President of the Republic, José Gabriel Gaby Carrizo Hine, an email addressed to his boss with a 22-question questionnaire about some of the expensive real estate recently acquired by his wife and his relationship with the lawyer Luis Avecedo Ureña. As a part of these reports, which will be published in the coming days, the Prensa wanted to obtain Carrizo's version of these assets, as well as Acevedo Ureña's. In the first response to the questionnaire would have been a video broadcast copiously to ridicule the work and image of the journalist, father of twin children, who in the end are referred to as the twins, without directly alluding to their names, in a veiled threat to the Rodriguez's journalistic exercise. In this video, which was not created by La Prensa, the newspaper's logo and the characteristic style of the multimedia publications of this publishing house are used. The virulent response of the official call centres to a questionnaire addressed to the vice president would show the disgust that the questionnaire has caused Carrizo, which also addresses several appointments that were made in favour of the Acevedo Ureña Arango, Cobos and Cobos House families. The questionnaire to Acevedo Ureña, in turn, contains questions about his relationship with Bagathrak and his involvement in the creation of private interest foundations to protect luxurious properties belonging to the Carrizo-Spiegel family. Rodriguez communicated by telephone on Wednesday with his lawyer, who, after hearing the reason for the call, quite nervous, asked to meet personally to discuss the content of the questionnaire. Although Rodriguez accepted, Acevedo Ureña subsequently interrupted all communication with the journalist and no more was heard from him. La Prensa sent the questionnaire to receive, until this weekend, the versions of the aforementioned in order to integrate them into the reports, also informing them that the complete questionnaires will be published, with or without their answers, on the printed and digital platforms of this publishing house. An Andorran judge ordered to keep some 30 accounts frozen at Banco Privada de Andorra, BPA, and one at Credit Andorra with a total balance of 52.2 million euros, about $51 million at current exchange rates, allegedly from bribes paid by the construction company Odebrecht to Latin American politicians, among whom close friends of former President Ricardo Martinelli Berrocal are cited, according to a journalistic investigation by the Spanish newspaper El País. Andorran justice blocked 8 accounts with a total balance of €34 million, $33.5 million, allegedly connected to politicians and Martinelli's, quote, front men. The judge's decision indicates the newspaper was issued last March. The blockade affects 4 deposits in the BPA of the parents of Dimitrio Papadimitriou, Minister of the Presidency of Panama under President Martinelli's mandate. The accounts have a balance of €208,557, a tiny figure compared to the €13 million, $12.8 million, that the politicians' parents, Diamantis and Maria Bagatelas de Petro Dimitriou, moved between 2010 and 2014. Through a set of 45 accounts in the BPA and Credit Andorra, says the country. The newspaper also mentions that there are frozen accounts for €16.8 million, $15 million, in the name of Pachira Limited, company linked to Roberto Brin Azcárraga, who worked as an executive at Super 99, the supermarket chain owned by the Martinelli family. All of them, Martinelli and his 2 children, the Papadimitriou and Brinda Azcárraga, among others, are accused in the Odebrecht case that is being settled in Panama, except for Diamantis Papadimitriou, who died in 2015. In fact, among the evidence collected by the Special Prosecutor's Office, anti-corruption, there is documentation provided by the Principality of Andorra, extracted in ocular inspection procedures in which the IMELCF forensic computer personnel participated. Another, Gabriel Elias Alvarado, FAR account, was also blocked for €12.8 million, it's about $11 million, in the BPA. Alvarado has a collaboration agreement with the public ministry in which he confesses to being a figurehead for Ricardo Alberto and Luis Enrique Martinelli Linares, both imprisoned in the United States for laundering at least $28 million in bribes from Odebrecht using the American financial system. Jose Luis Saiz Villanueva, a businessman who confessed to having acted as a figurehead for Frank de Lima, Minister of Economy and Finance in the last 3 years of the Martinelli government, allegedly has €2.3 million, that's about $2.2 million, frozen in the account that he managed in the BPA in the name of the company Herzone Overseas Limited, highlights El País. Another of those involved in the Odebrecht plot, Olmedo Augusta Mendez Tribaldos, accumulates €2 million in the bank, according to the note in the Spanish newspaper. All these companies are linked to Box 2 of Odebrecht. Five people were apprehended on the morning of this Thursday by the Public Ministry for their alleged involvement in the theft of a little more than $600,000 from the bank branch of the Bank of the National Bank of Panama, BNP, on August the 13th. The arrests occurred during a raid that was carried out by the anti-corruption prosecutor at seven points, including BNP facilities. Three of those arrested are bank officials, explained prosecutor Adela Cedeño. In the diligence, they managed to locate indications related to theft between these cell phones, vehicles and documents. The investigation carried out revealed that the assailants used electric tools to cut the roof of the building and that they must have had the complicity of officials who were able to provide information about the security equipment and the location of money. And the authorities decreed on Thursday a preventative green alert due to the passage of Storm 13, which may be becoming a tropical cyclone by the weekend. Luisa Graciela Calzadilla from the hydrometeorology at ATESA reported that we are facing a disturbance that moves very quickly, so it could become a cyclone in the next few hours. We are concerned because it has the same trajectory as Hurricane Eta, she said, while explaining that it is currently on the coast of Venezuela to move through Colombia. In the next 48 hours, it will be entering the Caribbean. We have to be very vigilant, she said. She indicated that when a name is assigned, it means that there is a high probability that it will become a tropical cyclone. She even said that it was established by the National Office of Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, for its acronym in English is NOAA. Carlos Orumbo, director of the National Civil Protection System, said that this is not the time for citizens to visit the beaches, rivers or resorts this weekend. It was explained that the alert is mainly for the provinces of Bocas del Toro, Chiriquí, Veraguas and Comarca Nagabe-Bugle. So there we are. Take it easy over the weekend. Be cautious. And that's it. That's a look at some of those stories relevant to us here in the Republic of Panama, compiled for you on this morning's Breakfast Show.